Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy here. Missed any of the show so far? After the show, we'll get the podcast up, ready to go, so you can listen to it for the weekend, perhaps. Kennedy Molloy, wherever you get your podcast from. Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy.
Always well, a pleasure to catch up with a friend of the show who is in probably the high-risk categories. Oh. And we now, good to know you're still on deck and still punching away. Please welcome back to the show the lovely, delightful, affable Denise Scott. How are you, Denise?
Oh, look, I am. I'm good. I've had a little bit of, well, it's stressful times.
Yep. What's stressful today for you, Denise?
How so?
Specifically, very short time ago, my beloved John gave me a lift. I had to go and do this small piece of work, social distance. Yes. That was all fine. I don't drive. He didn't want me getting a cab. He didn't want me getting on public transport. So cool. I'll give you a lift, and good on him. Yeah. And yes, so I tried to explain at the building I needed to get to in the city, you couldn't stop in front of it because blah, blah, blah. And he said, no, there's a service lane. It was a bike path. And we went driving along a bike path as I wasn't screaming. I was using expletive, but I seem to do it a lot these days.
Yeah.
And John's going, it's fine. These are weird times, Scotty. This is fine. People were yelling and it was awful.
Oh, no, it was a scene. You've
had
a bit of bad luck,
too. He was trying to do the right thing. And may I say, a little job, but I consider all your work essential, Denise.
So
you should take every job you get. How's isolation going?
It's
highlights, lowlights, are you enjoying it?
Look, there's some nice things happening, but John, oh, I'm whispering, I don't know why, because I'm on radio. Hoping you won't hear. But he literally, the other night, sterilised his trombone in the bathtub.
What the hell?
That's not a euphemism, Nick. I know where you're going to go with that.
We were very close to going there, but, well, that's quite ingenious. Had he seen that on YouTube or he made it up himself?
No, he knows about this. But the thing is, he was having community band practice on Zoom, constantly.
On Zoom,
yeah.
And it's like, John, you're not going out anywhere. Why are you sterilising your trombone? And then I don't know if you've ever heard Mama's Little Baby Love Shortened Bread with a time delay, played by a brass band around the country with a time delay.
Kill me now. I like it.
Now, Denise, something that is very worrying for all women in Australia, around the world, we can't get to our hairdresser at the moment, and I believe you can't get your roots done.
This is, this is true, I actually did weep.
Can I just say, I would have thought 30 minutes wouldn't even touch the sides, Denise, with your elaborate, brilliant.
I did try and explain to Mick that any woman going to the hairdresser, 30 minutes is about, you sit down, that's only halfway through your Vogue living, isn't it?
Well, like getting your roots done. I mean, it takes hours.
Take hours.
So I did weep and did announce I was prepared to risk my life, but then of course all the hairdressers say you're risking ours as well.
Oh yes. Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to do, but people have suggested I get John to colour it.
Oh yeah.
I'll tell you what.
He can sterilise a trombone.
He should be a dab hand at a home root.
Mm. I beg your pardon. Oh, I love it. I love all this sexy talk.
It's not a euphemism as well. Now, also, you've been baking. Now, you had a terrible accident, I felt, for you, Denise. This is dreadful. All you're doing was making a pistachio biscuits. What happened?
What?
Well, a pistachio. I haven't made biscuits since 1987. I thought hard about it. And yesterday I thought, bugger it, I'm going to make biscuits. And it was like something out of the Depression because I used the last of the caster sugar, the last of the flour. And they looked great and they came out of the oven superbly. I was beside myself. And John was making stock. We seem to be doing... Anyway, he was making stock. The bench was full of pots. I had to balance the tray of freshly baked biscuits on top of a bowl thing. Anyway, long story short, the tray slid off the bench. All the freshly baked biscuits smashed to pieces on the ground. At which point I was screaming like I'd just lost my child or something. Like screaming. Oh, that's a terrible. I'm sorry I said that. I don't know. Oh, please.
It's the self-isolation. Yeah. It's
okay. I'm sorry. You like, those.
Yeah. Anyway, and so John tried to scoop up all these crumbs, insisting that he'd be able to somehow put them back into a biscuit shape.
There's only and you guys saying, eating them, aren't they? It's all right. Who cares what's on the floor?
No, you haven't seen our floor. And so I'm just had to then scream at John, step away from the crumbs, John. Step away from the biscuits.
That's
just,
very sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
I just have an image in my mind of you baking cookies in the kitchen, a bit like, you know, Doris Day, one of those really pretty skirts with an apron on, putting a hot apple pie on the windowsill. am I close?
You're so close, Mick. I just can't believe that I had a little gingham apron and I was actually wearing some shorts, some sort of 1950s shorts.
Oh, that's
it wasn't a court,
talk.
Was it? Hey, Denise, take care. You know we love you
care.
And we're thinking about you.
And we'll drop you off some food. You want us to pick you something up on the way home?
Yes. See you. Love you too.
See you.
See you, Denise.
Love to John. I feel like I know him. I think like he's a friend of the show. Well done, all. What are we coming back with, guys?
Russell Howcroft is going to join us. Yeah, right after this.